back to HTP Podcast, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. And our mission here is to change the culture of tennis, having one conversation at a time through a more positive and holistic approach. Also, if you guys can do me a really big favor and subscribe, like, and share. Today, I am with Kenzie. Kenzie and I met Martin Blackman. He made a huge impact on all the kids there, but as a coach, he made a huge impact on me as well and really made me such a better coach in person. Today, obviously focusing on you, Mackenzie, I really want to bring this up because I remember one lesson we had together, and obviously I wasn't the only coach you worked with. You worked with a lot of other coaches. Parents also allowed me to obviously focus on tennis, but also more than tennis. And one of the big things at the time that I wanted to like get to you was like how you present yourself on the court, right? And I remember I was like, you're going to take your tennis bag, you're going to walk over there, and then you're going to come back on the court and show me how you're going to walk on the court. And you're like, fine, okay. Like you didn't want to do it at all. But what I remember about that was also you were open to doing it, which, you know, not all kids are. And the fact that it's not just hitting tennis balls, it's so much more how, you know, you present yourself and your demeanor on the court. And I'll never forget that moment because you were like, I think you were like embarrassed about it or something. And you were just like, is she serious right now? And I'm like, oh no, you're doing this. But can you please share how tennis started for you, some of the hurdles that you went through and the opportunities that you got along the way.
For sure. That is so funny you bring that up because I didn't remember that until you started describing it. And now it's like a clear picture in my mind. I can totally see that happening. Really just, I guess I'll start from the beginning. I'm just so grateful to have been able to work with you, and just truly you were so instrumental in my tennis journey and my confidence. That was a big, honestly, you really helped me with my confidence and just kind of, yeah, like you said, the way I carried and presented myself. I feel like just naturally I tend to be more reserved and maybe not, you know, a little timid, which is fine. But in tennis, you kind of need to have a little bit of tenacity and toughness. And so you really, really helped get that out of me. So thank you so much.
Well,
I have three brothers. So I have just grown up in a very active family. We were always doing something, whether it was tennis or basketball, or I would go to my brother's flag football games or baseball. So it was just a very busy and active childhood. But I always really gravitated towards tennis. My aunt played tennis in college. She played UNC in Chapel Hill. And so I always kind of looked up to her and admired her. But growing up, I kind of played everything. And then I would say around like 11 or 12 is when I started to kind of take tennis more seriously. And the idea of playing in college kind of seemed like it was more of a possibility. Obviously, 12 is young, but I mean, nowadays, I feel like kids are, you know, specializing at like 5 or 6. I don't know. I would say like around 12 is when I kind of was like, okay, I want to really try to pursue playing tennis in college. I started to play tournaments every weekend. I was homeschooled, which is a little bit abnormal. Now I think it's more normalized. My mom was actually a teacher, so I wasn't totally homeschooled for tennis, but then I stayed homeschooled because of tennis. I really just kind of dedicated most of my life to it. I would practice like 2 times a day plus workouts. I remember growing up, it wasn't always easy because I would see my friends like going to prom or, you know, like having sleepovers and going to the mall on the weekend. And I was getting up at like 6 a.m. to go play a tennis tournament. But I always had it in my mind that I wanted to play college tennis. I think tennis is such an individual sport, which I loved. I loved the competing aspect. I loved, you know, like match play and tournaments and that aspect. But the idea of playing college and being a part of a team and something bigger than myself was always really appealing to me. Sorry if this is like long-winded.
You're good.
Junior year of high school, I took some different unofficial visits and I ended up committing to the University of Missouri. I remember when the Mizzou coach called me, I was like, I don't even know where Missouri is. Like, I'm from South Florida. I don't know that I could point to it on a map. I loved the coach. And so I was like, oh, I'll just go visit. Might as well just go check it out. And I ended up falling in love with the campus. I loved the coach. My junior year, I committed and I played at the University of Missouri for 3 years. And then actually, the summer before my senior year of college, I transferred to Clemson and I was there for 2 years because I got a fifth year because my last year was the COVID year. So I got a fifth year. So yeah, that was kind of in a nutshell how I got started.
But if you don't mind sharing, why did you transfer?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are a lot of different reasons. When I committed to Mizzou, the coach that I committed for, she ended up leaving the summer before I started my freshman year. I trained with her that summer. And then my freshman year, like I was on the shuttle heading home to like basically go home for a week before starting in August. And she called me and she's like, hey, I'm leaving, which was a bummer because I loved her, but I liked the person who was going to be the interim head coach. I stuck it out. I had a great experience at Mizzou. My teammates, some of them have been my wedding. I've been in some of theirs. I've truly made such lasting friendships and I love the college town. I did have a great experience. By the end of my third year, I transferred before my senior year. I honestly was very burnt out and I just felt I was like not really enjoying tennis anymore. I would go to practice and I would dread it, which I had never really experienced that before. Obviously, it's hard and you go through ups and downs, but I always was like had the joy for tennis and I started to lose that. And I just felt like the environment that I was in at Mizzou, it was not really thriving anymore. And I didn't feel like I could grow. I felt like I still had things I wanted to do in tennis. I just wasn't enjoying it. Ironically enough, I was having success at Mizzou. Like the year before I transferred, it was like my best tennis year. I was like SEC player of the week. I was playing number one. I was having all of these great results. I like got ranked. I didn't want to finish my college experience and like regret it because I wasn't enjoying it. I ended up making the decision to transfer. It was not an easy one because I was so comfortable at Mizzou. I like had made all my friends and I knew I was in the journalism school, which I loved, and just all of these different things. It's definitely really out of my comfort zone. Looking back, it was definitely the right decision. I had the best experience at Clemson. I really felt like I got that joy back that I was kind of missing. I don't regret anything. I always say like, I don't regret going to Mizzou and I also don't regret transferring to Clemson. So yeah.
That's awesome. And funny enough too, the coach at Clemson at that time was actually a girl I played junior tennis with.
Right.
So I was like, that's awesome. It's tennis is always such like a small world. Right. I think it was Christy Strickland was the coach.
Yes. Yes. So my senior year, it was Nancy.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Harris. And then for my fifth year, it was Christy Lynch, I think was her married name. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so, I forgot about that. I think you might've like DM'd me and told me that. I totally forgot. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I do love that about tennis. It's such a small world.
Yeah, it really is. What did you end up majoring in then? Because it sounded like you were in journalism and sometimes not all, you know, everything transfers perfectly when you go to another school and all the credits.
That was another reason I was kind of drawn to Mizzou was because of their journalism program. So at Mizzou, I majored in journalism. I went into school thinking I wanted to do broadcast journalism. My uncle is in broadcast journalism. And so I always saw him and I kind of was like, oh, this is so cool. And then I had like three classes where I was having to speak in front of the camera. And I was like, forget it. I did not like this. I want to be behind the camera. And I loved writing. Then when I transferred to Clemson, I ended up graduating with a degree in communication because they didn't have journalism. It was like the closest thing was a whole thing with the transferring credits. It was a little bit stressful at the time, but and then after graduating, worked in PR. So that's kind of like the path that I took.
What was it like playing in the SEC compared to the ACC?
That's a great question. I would say they were very similar, like both obviously, you know, big conferences. I think this might come off like the wrong way. I think the SEC, most of the people I played with were like super loud or again, stand with were like very loud, very much like emphasized, which for me was so out of my comfort zone. That was a big thing when I went to Mizzou was like getting used to like screaming con. I think just college tennis in general, you know, they kind of like drill it into you. I don't know if that was your experience.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that's probably why you had me do the tennis bag thing. You're like, you got to learn. Yes. I think the SEC, at least in my experience, was like much more louder, very competitive. And then the ACC, I felt like it was a little bit more, I don't know, like teams down maybe. But yeah, I guess it would depend. Like when Clemson played South Carolina, that was like our huge rivalry match. So that was like a big one, obviously. And our coaches still tried to instill that in us. But both were very competitive conferences. It was really cool to be able, because I played in two conferences, to be able to like see so many different schools. I did like that aspect of it, like get to travel to so many different schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun.
And were they both in like small college towns or?
Yeah. So Clemson, So Clemson was actually small. So Mizzou is in Columbia, Missouri. So it's like
Okay.
an hour and a half in between St. Louis and Kansas City. It was like a pretty big town,
Yeah.
but the town revolved around Mizzou. So like for game days, it was the whole town coming together. And then same thing with Clemson. Clemson was smaller for sure. The campus was much smaller than Mizzou. Clemson was much smaller. It was like 30, 45 minutes from Greenville, South Carolina, which I love that city. So you could, it didn't feel like I was, there were lots of things to do, although we were always so busy with tennis that it's not like I was doing much. But both of them were like, were revolved around the school, which was fun. I loved that. I loved like the team spirit
Yeah.
or whatever school spirit. So.
Yeah, that's I definitely love that too. And also coming from South Florida where it's like so big, and that was honestly like a big part of why I enjoyed going to South Carolina was being more in a college town. Even though Columbia is the capital of South Carolina, you still felt it was more of a college town. And part of the reason why I asked you about the ACC compared to the SEC was in the SEC, the rivalries for every college was so intense. It was really fun because, like, the competitor, side of you, like, it really brought it out. But some of the fans, too, like, I remember at LSU, the fans were probably the worst. The worst I have ever experienced in my entire life, wherever I've traveled around the world. And, but at the same time, it was also fun, even though it was hard at times, because you're like, they're literally yelling me at, as I'm about to serve and not saying nice words. I'm not going to say what they said. I'll just
Yeah,
leave
I
that
can
part.
imagine.
Yeah. But at the same time, it was like, it really brought out like the competitive side. And that was a lot of fun. And even though, like you said, like Clemson and South Carolina were like your biggest rivalry, it also felt like every school SEC was a rivalry. It
Better,
was
I know.
so intense. After I graduated, one of my college teammates, she asked me to play like this fun USTA league event. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And I remember going into it because I was still so like, oh, from college. And the lady next to me, she's talking to me, how's it going? And I was like, what is going on right now? Like,
Oh,
why are you talking to me? Because it
God.
was just so intense. And I was like,
Yes.
okay, Jira, like, this isn't
Oh
that serious anymore.
my gosh. My husband doesn't play tennis. He played basketball, but he loves tennis. And so he now wants to play tennis with me all the time, and he wants to play points. And he has to remind me all the time. He's like, Mackenzie, it's not that serious. Cause I still to this day, like I'm so competitive. I'm like, I don't know how to turn it off. I'm like,
Yeah.
I need to just relax. But it's so true. It's just like kind of ingrained in you, I guess. I don't know. But
Yeah.
that is hard for me to like turn it off.
Yeah. And then now you have two kids, right? Do you feel like, I mean, I know they're littles, but is there any thought for you and your husband to like potentially get them into tennis or just like you guys are like, oh, whatever they want? Or how is that for you guys?
That's funny you asked that. I was just joking the other day because I remember playing junior tennis and even like a little bit college tennis, especially like during, you have hard seasons. But I was like, I will never let my daughter play tennis. This is so hard. The girls are so catty, whatever. And now I'm like, I don't know how many years removed, but I'm like buying my daughter all of the tennis dresses. I'm like taking her out to the tennis court with her little racket. And I'm like, oh. So I think for sure I will encourage it, but obviously, whatever she chooses is we will 100% support. And same with my son. But yes, I think for sure I will at least get her out there a little bit and like hit with her, even just as like a fun activity. So we'll see. It is crazy. I do feel like it's at least from when I don't know if you've seen this, but kids now I feel like are specializing in tennis so early. Like it's, I feel like there are 4 and 5 and 6 year olds that are training multiple hours a day. So yeah, I definitely have a lot to learn, but yeah,
Yeah.
I think I'll encourage at least, getting out there a little bit.
That's awesome. Really cool. And yeah, I would say in the last probably 10 years, I've seen more and more kids specializing like earlier and earlier and earlier. And I think part of it is like some of the programs they force you to. And then sometimes it is partly like the parents wanting them to like push them in a certain direction, which I would say from a coaching perspective, it's actually not great. for the overall development, from the athletic development for a kid, especially at that young. I mean, they can get injuries way faster, burnt out way faster, all those things. Yeah, I have definitely seen that as a trend overall. But oh my gosh, Kinzie, it was so great to have you on today. Yeah, thank you for sharing your story. And if you guys like these tennis tales, please like, share, and subscribe.